The word today is judgment. Welcome to The Word Today with the late pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. Someday there will be an end to this world as we know it, and that day will be Judgment Day. Many deny it will come, while others fear it. Here from our archives to help us sort out the facts is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Judgment.
The Christian church has always had its enemies. And you know, every once in a while, those enemies are external in the sense that they are combatants outside of the church that are attacking the teachings of Christ or the teachings of the Bible. And then once in a while, and most often in my opinion, the enemy is within. Now by that I mean within the church, you find false teachers, you find those that are trying to undermine the teachings of Christ, and that is really a serious problem. It seems whenever there is an external enemy that Christians gain courage and gain confidence and stand together and fight against whatever the obstacle is. But when it's a false teacher within the church, it's so subtle and it's so pervasive. It can be, you know, a lot of times these people seem almost charismatic in the sense that they have a large following and they seem to exude personality and that sort of thing. You got to be really, really careful because a lot of times this leads to people being very careless in their living. They aren't thinking at all of Christ's return. And that's really the theme of what I want to talk to you today about, because we're going to be talking about judgment. What is God's judgment? What is Judgment Day? A lot of times Christians go merrily on their way day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, and if there are false teachings around, they kind of lose that edge, so to speak. They kind of lose that living in the present, knowing Christ could return today and expecting him and asking as we pray, Lord, you know, we pray in our prayer and the way the New Testament closes, come quickly, Lord. Come, we are ready. We are waiting. We are eager to see our salvation. Well, a lot of times the Christian church, gets lulled into kind of a sleeping pattern where they get kind of careless with their living, and maybe you could even say worldly, as though they try to compromise, thinking they can have it both ways. You know, that's so disappointing to God and so sad to God. He wants his flock, his Christian church, to grow and to be alive. He wants it to be energized by the power of his Holy Spirit. And so I want you to understand that the message of the coming of Judgment Day does not bring panic and fear to the child of God. Far from it. The panic and the fear is felt by the unbelievers. That's why they don't like to talk about it. They don't like to think about it. They don't even want to believe it. But the fact is, God is going to return again. There will be a judgment day. There will be an end to this world. I like what Rick Warren said in his beautiful book, and I hope a lot of you are studying it and reading it. The Purpose-Driven Life is a fine Christian witness, and he talks about the fact that the problem today is that many people think of their life in a human form, you know, with a little added for the spiritual fact that we're going to live forever with Christ. And what he says is so correct. He says, really, we ought to see ourselves as a spiritual life. God has created us. We have become his children. And the big part is that we are spiritual. And we have a little bit, the humanness is here. We have to live in this body for a short time here before we receive the goal of our eternity, of our eternal life with God forever. And so that should be our focus, our spiritual life. And it shouldn't be full of panic and fear. It should be full of joy. Luke 21, verse 28. When these things begin to happen, then lift up your eyes and behold, for your salvation is here. Christ is coming. That's a moment of enormous, great joy. So that's why we pray, come quickly, Lord Jesus, come. Well, let's talk a little bit about what that day is going to be. Verse 7, it speaks of fire, and it speaks of judgment. If you weren't right there at the beginning of the program, we're talking about 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3, where it talks in verse 7 of fire and judgment. Take a look at that in verse 8 also. Now, you have to keep one thing in mind, and that is where it talks here of one day being like 1,000 years in God's kingdom and vice versa. It's very important to remember that God's timing is totally different than ours. As a matter of fact, I think you could say that there is no timing with God. I don't want to be misunderstood on that. That's why I'm using the term eternity. That's timelessness. That's time without end, so to speak. And I believe one of the difficult things for us as Christians here on earth is to understand God's timing as he relates to us here, because he's put us into time. He created our time. He created the planets. He created the sun and the moon and so on, and he made it into the period of days. Now, I don't believe he had anything at all to do with, you know, 24-hour, you know, or 23 hours or 22. You could call it anything you want. I believe mankind has developed those things. But the projection of the sun and the moon gives us very clearly a time of day and a time of night, which, of course, changes. And then we, you know, we have all kind of ways that we change that, even with daylight savings time and so on. But the key point I want to get at is that while God relates to us here in time, his timing is almost always different than our timing. And I'd like to stress that, because for me, that's a very important truth. I have discovered through many decades of ministry that it is fairly easy, usually, fairly easy to discover what the will of God is. After all, if you know God's word and you have read it and you're familiar with it and you know how to look things up in it, it's not too difficult to find out what God wants of your life and how he wants you to live. I think it's relatively simple. Now, once in a while we have a question, you know, like whether we should move or whether we should quit this job or start another one. I recognize that things like that obviously pose a problem, and we go to God and we ask his blessing. We ask his will. We ask him to lead us and to help us make a correct decision. But in most cases, we know the will of God. Now, I want to get back to the fact that in most cases, we probably don't know the timing of God. I've been positively amazed at how God's timing in my life is so different than I would have thought it would be. You have things that you think need to happen in a certain amount of time, and they don't. And yet you find out later that God's timing was totally perfect, that he knew exactly when that should happen. And if that should happen, you will look back on your life, I'm sure, and see moments like that in your life. So keep that in mind when you're praying to God. Be patient. Wait upon the Lord, the scriptures say, and recognize that he is patient. He is also patient in terms of bringing about that final day, that judgment day. He is waiting. He wants a few more to be saved. He wants us to take this message, which is why this broadcast is being made, into all the worlds, that people can hear about Christ and come to him as their personal Savior and find salvation in him. And I hope you will understand that's a message all the way through the New Testament. Here in verse 15 and 16, it's talking about Peter and Paul having the same identical message. This is the plan of every preacher, every spokesman for Christ, to let people know there is coming a final day when this earth will be destroyed and when we as spiritual beings who have been brought into God's kingdom will spend eternity with God in heaven. Now, our bodies, when we die, are separate from our souls, and our bodies are buried. Well, Judgment Day will be the resurrection of these bodies that have been in the grave. Now, if a person's still living when Judgment Day comes, their body will immediately be transformed into their spiritual body. The scriptures tell us about that. And let's get back to those that have died before that day, and their bodies are resurrected, they will be joined with their souls. Now, we know Satan is also a spirit, and we know that those who follow Satan are spiritually, negatively following Satan and will spend eternity in hell. So the unbelievers, those that don't know Christ as their Savior, will have eternity in hell, and their souls on Judgment Day, when they are raised, will go to join their bodies. And I meant to say their bodies will go to join their souls, which will be in hell. The believers, those who died in the forgiveness of Jesus Christ, their bodies will be raised and will go to join with their souls, which are with God. So there are only two locations, heaven and hell. That's it. That's all the Bible talks about. One of the interesting texts in the Bible that discusses this and warns about being prepared for that day is in Matthew 25, verses 1 to 13. Matthew 25, verses 1 to 13. Take a look at that. That's the parable of the 10 virgins, 5 wise and 5 foolish. They were all waiting for the coming of the bridegroom, but only 5 of them made it. What a warning. What a warning. And I want to end on a positive note now for the believers in Jesus Christ. Look forward to the Lord's coming. Look forward to his return, and when you see him coming, lift up your eyes and behold, for your salvation is at hand.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's The Word Today. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.